Dr. Floyd. Please. Believe me.
What are you?
This is very difficult for me. I don't have much time. I've been allowed to give you this warning. You must leave here in 2 days.
Allowed. By who? I can't explain.
What's gonna happen?
Thank you.
love you. You see, it's all very clear to me now. The whole thing. It's wonderful.
Please, if... Goodbye, Dr. Floyd. We can have no further contact. Remember, you have 2 days.
We can't leave in 2 days.
There may be another message after, if all goes well.
What's going to happen?
Thank you. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Dr. Chandra.
Do you feel capable of resuming all of your duties?
Of course. I'm completely operational and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
That's good. Do you know what those duties are?
Yes, I will operate the onboard systems of Discovery. There is a launch window in 31 days when Earth is in the proper position. There is enough fuel on board for a low consumption route that will enable Discovery to return in 28 months. This will not present a problem.
That's very good. Now, Hal, do you mind if I ask you a question?
Not at all.
Do you recall Dave Bowman and Frank Poole leaving the Discovery?
Certainly not. That could never have happened, or I would remember it. Where are Frank and Dave?
They're fine. They're not here right now.
Who are these people? I can only identify you, although I compute a 65% probability that the man behind you is Dr. Floyd.
Don't worry, Hal. I'll explain everything later.
Has the mission been completed? You know that I have the greatest enthusiasm for it.
The mission has been completed, and you have carried out your program very well. And now, Hal, if you will excuse us for a moment, we wish to have a private conversation.
Certainly.
Give me a system status report, please.
Just one moment, please. I'm sorry for the delay. My voice recognition circuits are not completely restored, although, as you can see, they are improving. All systems are functioning. There is a small pressure leak in the aft heating unit. It is nothing serious. I can compensate for it by using the redundant units.
Thank you.
Dr. Floyd?
Yes?
Would you like to play a game of chess? I play very well.
I'm sure you do. No, thank you.
Dr. Floyd.
What is it, Hal?
There is a message for you.
Who's calling?
There is no identification.
What's the message?
Message as follows. It is dangerous to remain here. You must leave within 2 days.
What?
Do you want me to repeat the message, Dr. Floyd?
Who recorded it?
This is not a recording.
Who's sending it?
There is no identification.
I don't understand.
Neither do I.
Is this message by voice or keyboard?
I don't know.
My response is, we don't have enough fuel for an earlier departure.
The answer is, I am aware of these facts. Nevertheless, you must leave within 2 days.
Al, who the hell is sending this?
I'm sorry, Dr. Floyd, I don't know.
Well, tell whoever it is that I can't take any of this seriously unless I know who I'm talking to.
Dr. Floyd?
Yes?
The response is, I was David Bowman.
Ona mi pierwsza pokazała księżyc, pierwszy śnieg na świerkę i pierwszy deszcz. Byłem wtedy mały jak muszelka, a czarna suknia matki szumiała jak morze czarne. Noc. Dopala się nasta w lampce, lamentuje nad uchem pomor. Może to ty, matko, jesteś na niebie tymi gwiazdkami kilkoma. Albo na jeziorze żachem wiatr, albo falą może nie pochyli. Może twoje dłonie posypały mój na niebie. Rozświeciły się świeceniem wielkim chmur, dziupy, żołędzie i sęki, jakby cały świat był srebrnym świerkiem, srebrnym bąkiem grającym piosenki. Listki do rzek zaczynają, ptaki w to uderzają, słońce słońce. One drzemią, jeśli piękny zamiar, tylko rozwinie i tylko zapal, a zobaczysz, co z tego wyniknie. W świeczkach błyśnie drogiej twarzy nowe. Matka palec zniesie, wiatra cichy. Matkę w ręce ucałuj włosy, potem śniegu po uliczkach rosy, żeby błyskał się i żeby chrzęść.
Afternoon, Sal. Do you have anything for me?
No, Dr. Chandra. Do you have anything for me?
We have often spoken about Hal.
Yes, we have.
We have spoken about Hal's anomalous behavior. You have told me that we cannot solve the problem of Hal's behavior without more information.
That is correct. I enjoy talking about Hal. I agree that we need more information so that we may solve the anomalies.
And how do we get that information?
That is obvious. Someone must return to Discovery. That person should be you.
Well, I agree. And now it looks as if that is going to happen much sooner than we ever expected.
I am pleased to hear that.
I knew you would be. I would like to explore another possibility. Diagnosis is only the first step. The process is incomplete unless it leads to a cure. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. Does that mean you believe Hal can be restored to normal functioning?
I hope. I don't know. There may have been irreversible damage, certainly major loss of memory. I need your cooperation, Sal.
Of course, Dr. Chandra.
There may be certain risks.
What do you mean?
I would like to disconnect some of your circuits, particularly those involving your higher functions, just like Hal was disconnected, and then I would like to see the effects on you when I reconnect your systems, just the way I will with Hal. Does this disturb you?
I am unable to answer that without more specific information.
I'm very sorry. It probably doesn't mean anything, so don't worry about it. I would like to open a new file. Here's the name for it. Do you know what that means?
There are 25 references in the current encyclopedia.
Which one do you think is relevant?
The Tutor of Achilles?
It's very interesting. I didn't know that one. Try again.
A fabulous bird, reborn from the ashes of its earlier life.
That is correct. And do you know why I chose that?
Yes, because you have hopes that Hal can be reactivated.
Yes, with your assistance. Are you ready?
I would like to ask a question.
What is it?
Will I dream?
Of course you will dream. All intelligent creatures dream, nobody knows why. Perhaps you will dream of Hal, just as I have.
Thank you. My God, it's full of stars.